So I got some exciting news, my silly little freaks. You got to see this. Now, a lot of people have been kind of down about this ridiculous announcement from RFK, now supporting Donald Trump, and people are worried that the election's going to be so close, every vote counts. And they're thinking that all of RFK voters are going to go to Trump, and that could have an impact because it's going to be so close. Well, look at this. The Haley voters have responded, and they have a new pack, Haley Voters for Harris, HV4H. And this is really exciting. Haley Voters for Harris is encouraging voters across the political spectrum, and Haley voters in particular, to vote for Kamala Harris in November. Yes! I love it. Now, this has a big impact. And I'm almost thinking a bigger impact than the RFK situation, because you got to see her numbers. And her numbers are pretty large. I mean, if you look at the key states of where she had the amount of voters and the difference that they can make. I mean, look at Arizona, 110,000. Georgia, 77,000. Michigan, 296,000. Nevada, 24,000. North Carolina, 250,000. Pennsylvania, 80,000. And it goes on. Well, actually, Pennsylvania, 158,000. Wisconsin, 76,000. These are 2024 Haley voters before she left. Now, people are saying, well, Haley already endorsed Trump. So, her voters didn't. And from what I understand, the Haley campaign, or representatives for Nikki Haley, sent this pack a cease and desist letter saying, hey, you can't use Haley, Nikki Haley's name, wink, wink. But they responded to that letter, and guess what? They got no response back from Nikki Haley, wink, wink. She hates Trump. The bottom line is she does not like Trump. She's trying to save her own political career. And hey, it's politics. I guess I can understand that. It's sleazy. She does not like the guy. But she's looking at the future of possibly being a presidential candidate. So she's got to go with the flow. But I guarantee you she's not a supporter of Donald Trump. And definitely, as seen here by this Nikki Haley pack, either are her millions of followers, and we're talking 4.4 million. It said that somewhere. It's a lot. More than 4.4 million people voted for Nikki Haley for president in 2024 primary, and there are far more Haley supporters who didn't vote. These voters can tip the balance for Kamala Harris over Donald Trump in battleground states. This is huge. And it's exciting, and it's good to see, because they put this together. They want all these. They don't want to vote for Trump. They are anti-Trump. They don't like him. They think he's disgusting, just like the Democrats do. So now they put this together, and they are asking all Haley voters to get involved and be a part of this exciting movement to vote for Kamala Harris. So you see the numbers there, and it's called HV4H, and they're amplifying the voice for Haley voters in a broad coalition supporting Vice President Harris. You can get all the details and more information by going to HaleyVotersForHarris.org. That's HaleyVotersForHarris.org, and here's the website up here. And you can check out the website, check out what they're doing, the team. And it's starting to get a lot of press coverage because they kind of started it when Nikki Haley dropped out. But it's really exploding after not only the conventions, but after RFK made his special announcement, breaking news, that he's now supporting Donald Trump. So we're going to see how this explodes, how big it gets. But it looks good for Kamala Harris. And it definitely looks good for those Haley voters, the disenfranchised Haley voters that did not want to vote for Donald Trump. They did not want to stand out and do nothing. They now have the option to look it at Kamala Harris and what she stands for and how other Haley voters, other yeah, Nikki Haley voters are now making the decision to go in the Harris camp. Haley Voters for Harris is amplifying the voices of Haley supporters in a broad coalition for stability. But get all the details, go to HaleyVotersForHarris.org. Check it out.
Strut around like you own the place, but baby, you can't keep up with the pace. Grooving in the wrong direction, all lost in your own reflection. Was hurt when you're so wrong.